Hello and welcome to another episode of Advanced English with Angela and Anna. Make sure you've got your notebook ready and let's learn.
Hello and welcome to Advanced English with Angela and Anna. In today's episode, we are going to tell you about collocations which start with the preposition in. We are looking at these as sometimes, unfortunately, there are no rules as to know whether you're supposed to use on, in, or at, other than to learn them. Because there are a lot of these collocations, what we're going to do, we're going to split this into a two-part episode. So we will give you half today and the other half will be next week. So let's get started.
Okay, so first we have in a car accident or in a car crash. And this means to be involved in a collision of a car with either a person or vehicle or object. So for example, if you are in a serious car accident, make sure you call 911 right away.
Or 999, or depending on which country.
Yeah, and make sure you are always wearing a seatbelt because that will always help you if you are hopefully not in a car accident.
Exactly. Our next one is in a fight, which means to be involved in a violent struggle or a heated argument with another person or people. So it doesn't always have to be a physical...
No.
Altercation. Mm-hmm. So, for example, my husband and I got in a fight last night.
Yeah. Next is in a group, and this means to be with more than one other person. For example, we'd rather do the presentation in a group if that's okay with you.
Oh, always prefer presentations in a group. And our next one is in a picture, which is basically what you depicted in a drawing or a painting or a photograph. So it could be any of those three things. And our example is, do people really look heavier in pictures?
Yeah. Or maybe if you've ever done an English exam, they have said, what do you see in this picture?
Yeah. Well, describe what you can see in the pictures. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we use the preposition in when we're talking about this. Next, we have in advance. And this means to do something ahead of time. For example, you need to reserve the conference room in advance or else it will be booked.
Yeah, or another very common one is in emails or when you're talking to someone, you say thanks in advance when you ask them to do something for you and you know they're probably going to do it. Our next one is in agreement, which is just to agree with someone or many people. And the example is, if we're all in agreement, let's move on to the next item on our agenda.
Next is in bed. And this doesn't mean that you are in your bed. Somehow you made a hole in it. It means to be under the covers or the blankets of your bed and you are probably going to sleep. So, for example, on Sunday mornings, I like to grab a cup of coffee and read in bed. So if you were on your bed, you are not under the covers. Being in your bed means you have pulled the covers and the blankets over you.
Exactly. That's a good to remind them of those two differences. Our next one is in cash, which is to use physical money such as notes or coins and not use your debit or credit card. And the example is, will you give us a discount if we pay in cash? If only.
If only. Next, we have in charge. And this means to be the person with control or to have the most responsibility. For example, who is in charge of the investigation? Or another example would be, your boss is in charge of the office. The teacher is in charge of the class. So it's just the person in control and authority.
Exactly. And our next one is in college or in high school or in school, okay, which we use to refer to when you are or when you were, because we can also use it in the past, studying at a specific educational institution. For example, I got my first cell phone in 1998 when I was in high school.
Next, we have in confidence. And this means the condition that what has been said won't be revealed to anybody. So you're telling a secret or you're telling someone something in confidence. Maybe a friend, a doctor, a lawyer, who knows?
Exactly. And you trust that they're not going to tell anybody what you've told them.
So the example is, we weren't supposed to tell anybody that. I told you in confidence.
And our next one is in connection with, which means related to. Okay. The police have made an arrest in connection with the shooting.
Next, we have in control, and this means to be a person who is able to direct a situation, person, or activity. So I can help you, but it seems like you're in control of the situation.
Exactly, and so you don't need my help because you've got it all under control.
Mm-hmm.
Our next one is in court, which is a place where a criminal trial takes place. So Shirley is a lawyer, but she doesn't often speak in court.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's in the actual room where they're trying to decide if a criminal maybe is guilty or not guilty, etc.
Next, we have in demand, and this means something or someone which is sought after and wanted. For example, coding skills are in demand right now, or English fluency is in demand. It can be a physical object or a skill.
Mm-hmm. Our next one is in denial. And so if somebody is in denial, they deny something, they say it's not true, they didn't do it, okay? And our example is, Mike was in denial about his drinking problem, but it can be about, it doesn't even necessarily have to be a serious problem that you're in denial about.
Next, we have in depth, and this means to be covered with a lot of detail. For example, tomorrow we'll cover this topic in depth. It's to really go into detail about something, whether it's something you're studying or a legal contract.
Yeah, it's to go in over the fine, small details. And our next one is in detail, which is to explain everything fully. Okay, so the senator described in detail all the specifics of the new law. Okay, so they went through every small little thing related to this new law.
Next, we have in favor of, and this means to support something. So for example, are you in favor of the new law that was passed?
Okay, and our next one is in good health or in bad health. So if you're in good health, then you're free of any mental or physical diseases or illnesses. And on the other side is if you're in bad health, then you're struggling with a mental or a physical disease or illness. Okay, and our example is, I only want to be alive at age 100 if I'm in good health.
Next, we have in italics or in bold, and this is talking about text on a paper, and it's either written using the italics or bold function. Italics being when it's slightly slanted, and bold being when it's thicker and black, darker, whatever the color is. For example, can you look at that sentence in italics?
Okay, and that's it for today's collocation episode. We hope you're enjoying our podcast, and don't forget, if you've got any suggestions, let us know via Instagram, which is English with Angelo and Anna, or on our website, which is www.englishwithangeloandanna.com. And we'll see you on Friday for another episode.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and check out our website, English with Angela and Anna.